So in the sugya of Avdalah, we're holding the Reis Harakhtes. There are two chalakim to get to the idea before Avdalah. The Shulchan Aruch says one thing you cannot eat before Avdalah. That's the beginning of the Siman. And the end of the Siman, you cannot do malacha before Avdalah. On Monday, we saw the Indian that a person cannot eat before Avdalah any of his altar, except for water midinoi. And that those are machmir even in the case of water. Kimam Shulchan, this Indian, Chabai Yisrael Dalit, when we discuss that the person does birch samazin from Shalosh Shugas, the question is, by the Kreshul Birchta Mazen, are you allowed to drink it or not? Now, the anhoga that newest people seem to have when they make a zimun, they do not use a kreis. Agami learn the Simon Kovtadi is very clear that Lachatkhila, Vaz, Mitzim, and Amokhul, the Chol Pachas, some even are more mach than that, that Vadi should use a kreis. So, on the tzaddi that you use a kreis, can you go now drink it after Birchta Mazen? What's your shiloh? The mice over here is before Abdullah, you finish the Sudo. You now have Mamshul the Sudo, after the Sudo. Do you have a right to go drink it? Would you say no? So go serve with the chelk of the suit over here. Come with Mishabun, he makes two levels over here. One he says the case of Savach Hashaycha, one he says the case of Vadach Hashaycha. One's the case of Savach Hashaycha, he says, even though all year round you do not use a kreish, not using a kreish, since the locha even agreed the mitzvah and the mukhah that kreish on birch the Muslim, therefore here also you have a right to go drink it. Now, how long is Savach Hashaycha? So it's interesting to note that the even Eitzol, what everyone knows, we be Iker Paschim the Greiner, I see that Eitzol, first can say, the number is between 17 to 25 minutes. The Bashar Zablisky says 17, or Chodeshuni says 18, or Shemir Shabbat brings down 25 minutes. That's so why they gain such a high number. Chua Ben Eshmosh is only 13 and a half minutes. The Bashar Zablisky says why? Because why Ben Eshmosh is 13 and a half minutes? It's 3 quarters of mil is 18, 3 quarters is 13 and a half. He says, let's go to mil is 22 and a half. So it's 17 minutes. Well, the Chodeshani says, let's say 24 minutes is mil, so 3 quarters is 18 minutes. And come along, Shemir Shabbat says, go look at the law. The law says 25 or 30, depends on when during the year, 35. Everyone agrees by Chanukah, by 25 you can start doing malacha. That means, v'ikru, we're chayshir l'chol apachas, that Benish Moshes is until 25. Therefore, come along, Shemir Shabbat says, the law is, or at least to the law, that you can drink the chayshir b'ech samazim. It sounds like, first of all, the tzad says, chelk of the sudo. And stamina machlokes paskim go drink. So no. So by washing, no, that was my so machlok for. Because that b'etzem it's over here. Here there's more. There's a tzufim over here. A bunch of tzufim. It's a sofer. Mishmur says anyway, it's mitzvah and mukhlam. I'll go to do. It'll be meikol. Mash enkin come along with Mishmur said. Let's say it's vader achak hashaycha. It's after 50. Whatever. After whatever this man is. Then says Mishmur. Then depends what you do all year round. If all year round you mark but to use the kreis by birchas hamazon. Then Echlami, still you drink it. The circle service, Chel Gasuda, this is the mitzvah what you go do. Comes to the Magarum, still you go drink it. Otherwise, if you do not do it all year round, then must be Choshish, you cannot drink before Abdullah. And they become the Shemir Shaman says you cannot drink before Abdullah, but you drink it after Abdullah. The circle service is a Choshish Bracha. Some Hashem says, even if you do not drink it all year round, you have a right to go drink it. Oh, we'll get to that. But first, to get to. Step by step. So, first, the gate of Vadech HaShecha, the Loch is Mishmur says, if you all year round you drink it, you have a right to drink it now. And the question is, some people have an hunger all year round, to even though you're not using the kreis, but people around you, the kreishal bracha, they want to drink from it. So, could people around also drink the kreishal bracha, because all year round you do it also? So, come on the Shmir Shabbos, you want to tie in if you zor all year round, the Loch of Simon Kuf Tzadik is, that you should always drink from kreishal bracha. Just like all year round, you do that here, also you have a right to go do it. Nash Klein goes this way. As I said, most people say, but there's not din of kosher bracha, there's din of chavivus ha-mitzvah. You say, you don't have this for anymore, it's a chilik of the suda. Can we match the place over here? Even for this reason, come along with Strombach, and the Arletzi, and Chodshani, and others come along with China. No, that's true, the mezamin has a right to go drink it. Not the mesubim around who go drink it, chavivus ha-mitzvah, have no right to go drink it. So far, it's not, mice again, person has, makes birch samazin, he has the place over here. If it's Shavuot Hashech, you have the right to go drink it. Vadech Hashech, you do not drink it. Unless the case all around you do. On the time that you're not drinking it, what do you go do with it? You pour it back in the bottle. So the hunger seems to be, they discuss, is that you go to shul, a bit of a shul, they use a kais, they cover the kais, and then they use it for Abdullah later on. So first, the reason why they're covering the kais is a loch in the get to Giloy. The get to the sugya of Giloy is not the sugya in the get to the Choshim. It's the sugya in general in the get to a kais of bracha, should not be mogul at all. Therefore, even the Arnon and Choshim, you still have to cover it. So first, what? No, because Ramah says there's no inim in the Choshim as man as that. No gilu at all as man as that's Only after Kosher Bracha can be machmer, else Kiddush. But don't kill we pass me more those machmir.
So
it's
not something
you're
going to use
the
Kesher
Bracha, or going to use, yeah, going to use. That means, for example, this past Friday night at some person's house, he made Friday night to hold it to the top of the bottle of wine. Friday night, you can open it straight. He left it on the table for an hour or two. Then he wants to use it for the next morning kiddush. I told him it's giluy. Told me he's not machmir the choshem. I said, so what? Clearly, look at this kiddush. Reishai and Aleph Lamaisi King gain out of it. So he had to go to the neighbor, go get grape juice. That's the separate of the two sugars. That's the choshem and badu not machmir. Because in front of you, who cares? Well, the Bible says giluy messes up the taste. That's just what it says. One of the reasons. Therefore, we cannot have a kiddush, make kiddush upon it. That's an interesting shot we discussed then, if there's that concept. So, Maisa, now that you have this case over here, can you use it for Birch Samoza? Why should you not be able to use it? Can you use it for Abdullah? The case you use for Birch Samoza, can you use it for Abdullah? Come along with that from this course, but it's on the singular Eimitz Mitzvah Chavilis. You can take one mitzvah and use it for two different things over here. And therefore, they do bring down Hashem the Chodshan. You have this problem. The Maisa can do it, the Vigor Ilum is not the way. But Chach already, they shall have one bring down this idea. The Tila David, Chaim Noah, the Munkach, and others bring down. Maisa, we use the same exact case that first used Birch Samoza. Afterwards, used for Abdullah. Shmir Shabbos, Ashtromov, Shmir Shabbos gets involved in the footnotes. Why that's true, there's no sugya over here of Einay Sevitz's Chavilis. Once while they get around, they point out that the Lavush, Estrad, Tim Reish, and Aleph says, the idea of Einay Sevitz's Chavilis is when they're both at the same time. One's before, then you're married between them, then the other one's afterwards. That's not the sugya of Einay Sevitz's Chavilis. Therefore, that seems to be clear the minigas. I've been around all of these places. Everyone seems to use the same case for Abdullah, that you, for Birch Samoza, it's for Abdullah. And Kamalim Chaynon says, therefore, once you're using it for Abdullah, now Nashim can drink it. Can now the Kushal Birch Samoza also. And the whole thing is not drinking the Kushal Abdullah, but we have Kushal Bracha, a Kushal Birch Samoza, you have a right to go drink. And everyone says, this is one of the cases that Nashim, the Maya say, can drink. Now, in a tzir, the person does drink from the Kushal Birch Samoza, even by Sof Kashaycha, or Vada Kashaycha is there all year round. How do you say the main sholish? How do you say with the main ma'ira? Do you say the retzevach b'seinu or not? So there is apisor. Come on, the main Mordechai says, and the kids are reading down. Sevkal seif. It's after this man. It's benesh moshes. If you did not have before this man, the ma'ase you cannot say main sholish. Benesh chai. Shabbos brings down. What? No, you're benched. And now you want to have a kliyus. Oh, come along the Chodshani of the Ashim and all this, but the whole letter, if you mamshach the Suda before him, they have a right to go, you should say the main Sholosh. Shouldn't be a mavuch of what to negate the main Sholosh. Most Rambam seem to say the not to. However, when everyone agrees, says the Shmir Shabbos, if it's Bein HaShmoshes itself, they should say the main Sholosh. But it's Seyvach Nesenu, it's certainly not ma'ach to go say it, and everybody says you should say it. If you say Baruch, I didn't say Baruch Hamavdol. I said
what?
In the case of it, when you use a kliyus before you daven Ma'ariv, I didn't say Baruch Hamavdol. Still Shabbos.
Yeah.
Now, the main Tumah Levin discusses is the kliyus of Sher Brachos. What to go do with it? So it's very clear, everyone to Sher Brachos, everyone knows exactly, they have no idea. I've not seen that one Haskamo on the Chotan side or the Kala side, usually most of them don't even know what to go do. Among the Sarim, this, the Lazul and Shuv, he brings down the limit of the Chelk and base. He brings down seven different Minhagim, what to go do. And he's marked a couple of pages about it. As far as I see, there are nine different Minhagim, what to go do among the Sfarim. Some say no one drinks, that's from Shlomo Kluger. Some say only the Chosne Kala, that's from Moshe Feinstein. Some say everyone drinks, that's the Sliezer. Some say the Maisa, only the Mavarach drinks. Some say also the Mavarach drinks. Then some say, it depends, when we say Mavarach, what do we mean? We mean the one who does Birch Samoza? We mean the one who does the Shev Brachos? Then when you say share brachas, what do you mean? You mean the first six brachas or the seventh? Let's say each one gets a different bracha, what to go do. So Maisa, Elu, Ulay Divel Kim Chaim, Ulay there. But Maisa, it's a mavuch among the achoinim. Again, every and any single place I've been to seem to have a different hago, or they just make up on the spot what to go do. So we'll leave it at that. If you're not, yeah, if you're not going to drink it, if you go like Shlomo Kluger, no Baruch Pirag Ofen. If you go like, most people say someone has to drink it. Question is who? Only the Chosin, only the Kala, only the Bavar, only the Birchsan, only the one did Birchsan Mosul. Or what? No, I never seen anyone give it to Chosin. I've not seen that. I've seen everything, but I've not seen that. So they get about what this man over here is. I mean, they discuss this Venice Moshe. Usually, Sher Brachos is much later.
So if you're
minig all year round, yeah, that does not seem to be the minig. If you're minig all year round, What?
The
Rive. There's no Rive. I have six siblings. Not one of them the same thing. It happens every chasna, right? Everyone has Shavuot on what it's like. And come out every single time the chasna kala has two different things they want to say, and no one knows. But some say you have to drink it. We're just Sheva brachas. No, I didn't say everyone. Some said no one drinks. I've seen it's always someone drinks. The Chosin Kalach seem to me always drink. So Moshe says that. The question is, there's also the Mavarach, but the Chosin Moshe is the Chosin Kalach of Adiyah. But as far as I've seen, it's more that the Chosin Kalach certainly does drink. Oh, so now they get involved on the time they drink. So how much? So they say to be a kosher bracha has to be malugmav. What's a malugmav? Where's the bracha koina? It's after gezayis, not to be more than you have bayam instead of sugar of bracha koina. So we have to drink a revius. Fine. So then you have to also inside the cup for the kal to go drink. All right, not that simple. The chosim might enjoy the kal drinks to revius. Enchalami. No, you have to make sure it's grape juice. Again, it depends what you have there. You have grape juice beside there. But some people don't enjoy grape juice. No, when you drink wine, it's not that.
I didn't see most cows drinking the
grape juice. So usually the cows, they slip. The sip. The bayah is really the mix of muslim, the biggest problem. Because deer, sip is not malugmav, neither malugmav. The kosher bracha needs malugmav.
It's always
the kosher bracha. No, the one that's a barbecue off. Barbecue off
the
bracha muslim. On the bracha muslim,
yeah.
Come, yeah. What?
Wrong with
the oh, so some swarm bring down the Shaib Litsky brings down David the Chosin should be do the Birchas HaMazon. What? And the other swarm say we never see the Chosin make do Birchas HaMazon. They shouldn't do that. We never see them do a bench. The bracha should be on them and they should be listening. They say that Hog is not the way, but some say if I can't, besides this topic, they should do the Birchas HaMazon. Fine. Next thing that's involved is what happens if a person did not do Havdalah much Shabbos? Kamal Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav Daf Kuf Zayin discusses how long do you have right to make Havdalah. The Gemara starts off that either it's called a Shabbos Kuloi. The Gemara says how long is that? The Gemara brings down until Yom Revi, and then the Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin brings down it means Kol Yom that day. So Shalom among the Rishonim with exactly guesses how exactly we paskin. So first, the person that did not do Havdalah on Shabbos is Daf a case of a Shegig or even a case of a Mezid. The words of the Gemara sounds like any case. However, Kamal Gemara Chavit says Shokach Lehivdal. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say Shokach? So they could say it means balabatches. They point out, read the Mishavua and they're coming from the grass. Echanam no chalik. Whether you're shaking or amazing, the law is you have a getter of tashlumim. Now, how much do you have a getter of tashlumim? Come along the rift. He wants to pass on the sugid after Zion. You have only Sunday. With scares put on by the Torah, you only have one day Yom Rishon. Why Yom Rishon? Says Mishavua, first sheet in the sheet of the Machab over here. Says Mishavua, why? Because the day goes after the night. Therefore, that's to the Mosh Shabbos. Otherwise, you don't have any more than that. Come along the Machab and get the second sheet on. Says the loch is ad yom gimel mechlal. I mean until yom revi, and that's how Rav Yishanim, the Rambam, the Rashbam, Tosfos, Smak, and other Yishanim the Rosh go with. Halacha lemaisa seems to be very clear in the Mechaber. But this he says tam yishomim he passes way lekulo, and the Ramah how the Mishmur explains says this is the ikur k'tor Yishana. This is how we go. Maisa all this from say they can make Havdalah Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. A gam is a third sheet over here. There's Yishalmi the Olam like swinging down. Yishalmi says even yom chamishi can make Havdalah. Even Yom Chamishi, the Rabban does fast this way. So again, we can have three different sheets of what to go do, either Sunday or until Wednesday or Thursday, but the Maisa is clear we fasting until Thursday. Until Tuesday, with Tuesday B'chol. Now, that's the gate of May Ashnaz. The May Svad seem to have Vukha exactly the fasting, the Stam Yishomim, maybe it should be Chosh of Brach Vatollah, and therefore the Arsam, the May Svad, the Maisa will bring down that after Sunday, you say Abdullah Monday, Tuesday, B'lishim Malchus. Maisa, the B'yom in Chalivov. Right. It's one thing, he writes he was Chayzer. The Yakov in his original prints were one thing. He writes in the later prints that came out recently, he was Chayzer. Why? His father's Chayzer. He's Chayzer. The Maestro said, now you do say with the shame of Malchus. So among the Bnei Svar is a little bit of Mavucha, but clearly the Amal Paschim, like Svar Rishayna, recently hold that if you not do Abdullah Shabbos, what comes up not too common, except one thing. What?
You get arrested,
or you give birth on Shabbos. Or some people when they have poor Mishulish, or this year some people stop for a little bit early on Shabbos and end up waking up Sunday morning. Whatever it is the case is, then they have the sugya of Avdalah, which we mentioned one Nafkamina maybe, was last time when they get to a cotton, the big mavucha among the Achronim, when they get to a cotton that won't sleep early, they will have Dola Sunday morning. Again, as I mentioned last time, most from say, yeah, we were simply about himself for that, and Masha ain't right, but the wave Hanhoggis of Christ Almighty did not make Abdullah Sunday morning. So the, it's a Machlokes Hanhoggis, we're storm. Now, you can make for the kid, yeah, how do you can? If he doesn't want to, should you?
What's the chin of it? You should make Abdullah on Sunday?
Yeah, what happens? Yeah, if he gets old, if he gets what Shabbos does on Sunday. You can do Shem Machlokes, how do you can Machlokes kid? No, Sunday, no. Sunday you can't question Monday if you can. Everything Sunday can do with Shem Malchus. The question is Monday. Now, the next thing the Gela Locha is the Locha Zephyod. But doing Malocha before Abdullah. Then we have Gemara on Shabbos for us and Abkov Nun brings down the Lazar of Yaakov. It's also for a person to do his Chreitzim before he makes Abdullah. You cannot do Malocha before you do Abdullah. But what Malocha are we discussing over here? That means, let's say this man is off, it's 3 hours after Shabbos. No, Machlokes is after this man. And you did not make Abdullah yet. Come on, the Gemara very clear. You cannot do any malacha, nothing at all. Come on, the Mishpura said, what about the malacha do abonim? Is there a chilik? Says Mishpura, according to Ali Rabba, according to Shilta Gemara, saying Shach the Sugi, even the malacha do abonim. No difference. It's a malacha do abonim or malacha do raisa. Lamaisa is also. What? No, no, he did not do any Abdullah yet. He did nothing, zero. You're saying you're having a long tish, being freilich, enjoying yourself, earning Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, and you did nothing. Now, what about negate to malacha kal? An easy malacha. Come on, the Amor, and it brings down that there seems to be different types of malachas. There's a malacha, says the Ramah, that's kreisiv, and oirig, weaving is a malacha of a tircha. Kreisiv in those days was taking a quill, dipping it in as a malachas umon, and writing, mashenkin, carrying something, or putting on a light, or striking a match, that's a malacha kal. Kamal Ramah, it brings down that the basis of Hasib and Iruchim, that those one mechalti the malacha kal versus a malacha that has tircha. Or the way the Taz brings down, a chilti the malachas umon versus a malachas hadiyat. And maybe the whole idea that you cannot do malacha before Abdullah is dafka when the malacha has tircha to it. Writing, that means, of course, writing in dafka in those days. Today, I think writing will be nichol to get a malacha's kal. I mean, even my chalamoid, without Shekhar Torahs, even my chalamoid, the place coming down in the central Chalor, because the malacha's umon, this man is there, but ikon is from one taino, not malacha's umon. We have, it's very simple.
And to write a few pages is already a tircha.
No, each thing, writing is simple. You mean thinking is a tircha. Thinking is a tircha, writing is not a tircha. It's very simple. Carrying is also a tercha, yet the Shulchan Aruch says not a tercha. Right? Carrying is simple. The mouth is a problem, but the carrying itself is simple. So, we have two things over here. Malacha kal v'los malacha v'tercha. The kamal v'taz, he wants mitzadet, as Sharatim points out, lahakal, all malachas kal and ma'aseh is mutter. The ma'aseh, the kamal v'paiske very clearly, the Beis Yosef, when he brings down the Bnei Ruchum, he says, why be mekel? What's the chil between the malacha kal and tercha? It's Shabbos over here. And the Malkam says, ikik from Rishayna. The Vosh says anyone who's makel is a minik shol stos. Avad not, and the words of Mishbua ain't lismach at all. Don't be stomach. Avad alocha is a nochel between the case of malacha kal and malacha of a tircha. Lamaisa, all malachas before you say any type of adol, lamaisa is also. However, there are five exceptions. Five exceptions we'll see in different places, which are very practical these exceptions. Again, first, number one, agam na mob exam is sheet over here. The malacha kal is a motor. Lamaisa, we don't pass that. That's clear. However, for example, one exception is the loch of Dibur, speech. We know Vidavadova, Dibur is also. However, we came across the way this man, at the end of Simon Reisam Gimel, the loch is, let's say, a person that is keeping Shabbos, and your friend Lamais is not keeping Shabbos, you already made Abdullah. Can you go tell him to go to fun life for you? Go tell him to cook for you? Go tell him to go do Malacha for you? The loch is Vipaskin, say Er Shabbos, Simon Shabbos, you can go tell him. Says the Graz, Lamais, why is that so? I Lamais, the Sugar Davidova, and you did not do Malacha yet? So says the graph, you see the idea of speech, of speaking, might be something very kal, the easy thing to do. It's not even malacha kal, it's not even malacha, and very light in the end of speech. And therefore, even before Abdullah, deeper lemaisa is mutter. So again, we have one heter over here that a person coming down, Shemir Shabbos, others being down. Negate to the sugya of deeper, lemaisa person can go tell your friend before Abdullah, before any type of Abdullah. One case. A second case, down to this come on there, again the graph. He's discussing that we blow shaper on Matzah Yom Kippur. The guy who blew shofar when he hit this man, did he say Baruch Hamavdu Mekosh L'chol? Never heard of it. No one does that. And he waits, what is it, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, he blows shofar. I will happen inside the sugya, cannot do any malacha before this man's off, before he says Abdullah. So come along the ground and says, you know what, he thinks in the sugya, opened in the chol, a sirach malacha. There's no sirach malacha, my says mutter, even without any Abdullah.
Kishir is opened in the chol.
What?
Kishir is opened in the chol.
He says, yeah. That's his, he writes. He says it's part of the parameters of Zochal. Gan the Gemara doesn't call it the one calls it as Chochma. This is Mitzvah Sugya of Chochma, which he puts on the Zochal. So often it can do. It cannot blow Shofar on Yom Kippur. You can have, that's why Abraham waits for this man. You're not allowed to. Except it's something that's only us Mitzvah Chochma. Then we hit his man, we make him. Where's the Baruch Hamavdil? Where's the Avdolah?
I can't remember.
But no one does. That's the grass, right? Name what says that. So come along the price coming down. We see number two, a second that you're without any other is open the hall. Any case open the hall, you want to carry an umbrella, let's say, you know, also sounds like open the hall. Or other cases like that, you want to drive, ride your bike. The meister, even $4 meister to be motor. Third case now we're leaning to is a case of Achono. Come along Shibu over here and it rings down, quoting the Aliraba the Shari Shiva. The Aliraba says the loch is when a Kal already said Baruchu, then there is no Issav HaChana, therefore a person can bring wine from one place to another. We read the Mishmur brings down without the words of Baruch Hu. The Mishmur says, when one day Yontif to the second day Yontif, once already hit his man, keeping this Kaddish B'yayim Ayayim Shari, you want to bring wine from first day Yontif to the second day Yontif, once hit his man, and you did not say Baruch Hamad Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, you did not say Abdullah at all. HaChana L'mayis is Mutter. Ad Kam Mishnah Berurah. The question of how far to understand the Mishnah Berurah, and obviously leads in the case of a Siddur to Yisit. That's what we're getting to. The question is, what is the Yisit of the head to the Mishnah Berurah? He says Yisit over here, Ashay Tshuva, Eliyahu, and the Chona, certain times the motor bring you wine one place to another, from one day unto the second day unto. One question is this a case that can get to bring you over Chveitim, or also gives a Chona? Everything to get to Chona, for example, come along the Elfamato, you want to tell them, can you person set a table for the second day unto? Well, no, the Lacha is, or no, the whole Het is after bringing one to another, as we saw already, the idea of bringing something is very kal in the Sugya Machana, especially not being going with the Malacha, maybe bringing it would be more lighter. So come with Elfamato, so he wants to, so he's selling, he's doing something on the table, he wants to know. Come with Elfamato, he says, you cannot set your table, you cannot clean your table, you cannot clean your house. It's not a Het to Nachana. The hetter only being Mavr Chveitim. The Shmir Shabbat brings it down that way. This Mishmur is only being Chavit one place to another. Yeah, about it, that's what everyone says you're supposed to. Yeah. Now, come along Machal Yo, Rafal Kanshuvan, he says in Chel Ralph, he doesn't stand. What's the Chilk in Sorrow between Mavr Chveitim or Lachonah? So, the place can sound like the Sugin Achonah in general. So, one Machalik is Machal Yo, the Shmir Shabbat. How far do you take this, you say? A second, was very important, is the question. Mishmuel took a case of one day yontif to the second day yontif. Well, Shabbos yontif. What about Shabbos Tachoril? Is what's the kimto here? What are we discussing over here? So come on, Mishmuel Shabbos says Mishmuel be makel only from kodesh to kodesh. Where's Mishmuel kinnis? Kandish hayoyim shari. But from Shabbos Tachoril, or from Shabbos to yontif? Then no. Why? Because Shabbos itself is naturally mamshich into the next month. Because it's Kodesh, besides Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, Tzavos Shabbos. And if you want time, then hold your head to duck from the case, from Yontif to Yontif. Come look at Machzio, says no. It's Yontif, Yontif, and Shabbos, Yontif, but Vad, not the case of Chol. Come on, the Pesach Tshuvas, he quotes him, he doesn't understand what we're talking about. Quotes Machzio, I'm also against him, he says, what do you mean? My sense of Heter and Achon in general. Which now leads a mabucha. What do this Mishnah Berurah Negeir? We discussed way in the Sugya of Achana. You cannot bring a sitter to your seat. And I always said very clearly. Let's say you daven by this man. Let's say this man's 5:40. You come 5:39. And you want to bring a sitter to your seat, and then they say vuhu rakum, and you did not read it inside, and then they use it. Yeah, by Amos on the Sugya of Achana. How can you do that? I was asking. But let's say you do not daven this man. Do you have a head of Achana? And I said we'll get back to it. Getting back to us right now. That's the question. I mean, let's say you daven 3 hours later. Could you bring your sitter to your seat? Now, you could start clearing it two ways. The ma'aseh, if this man ends, wants to say Baruch Hu, which sounds that way from the Shai Tshuva and the Eli Rabbo, then if that's when your Shabbos Betzim ends, and then if we see that idea, you can do a Malach HaKal, once the Eli says Baruch Hu, this problem will come out even Davin Shloim Bismanai. Even Shloim Bismanai. You could say, no, this Mishmur is Heter, it's Heter even from Shabbos Yimeichol. Shmir Shabbos says there's no such Heter. Mishmur Dakav from the case of Yontif to Yontif. You could say, Fakarit, the whole idea that Shabbos stops at Baruch Hu, maybe that's not, maybe it's not true. That's only according to Beni Ruchim Shito that he holds the mice of the Melacha Kali Kami Mekel. So you can't go back and forth. The idea of bringing a Siddur to your seat when David Shleib is Manoi, you start claiming how to send the Mishruah, how to send the Siddur Baruch Hu. It sounds like you go to the Shmir Shambas straight off. There's no head to even David Shleib is Manoi. The way the Shmir Shabbos goes, very simple. This Mishruah is in Dafni Yontif Yontif, number one. And Maisa Baruch Hu is technically stop Shabbos, except we're still going to be Machma Malacha. Because the Maisa, if you did not stop Shabbos, how Davin Mariv Maisa sounds like a Sugi of Tartius Sasri. The sound like the Shmir Shabbos and the way that's from bring down the case of Siddur, they don't write to be down Bezmanoi. Shmir Shabbos is bring down in general. You come to Shul Moshe Shabbos, you want to bring it, how will they do it? What's your Eitzel? It sounds like in all cases, not Machalik. Why I think the Shmir Shabbos is Shetosoi? Why he says the Maisa Vayavachon all times. Fine, that's a third heter they discuss Negev to even before Abdullah. There is a heter Vachon here. You have to call them to it. There is a heter over here. There certainly is a heter. Mishmur says the heter.
Oh, only
you have to know what to call them. A fourth heter they discuss is.
It's only Yom Tov.
Right.
So
the question, Vidamba's money won't help? Correct. Vidamba after his money will help. 100%.
No, you said you announced the status of Abraham Mandel.
You do, you have to begin to sit in your seat. That's why I got Sarah Kalum is there.
And some people will offer. Guy has to do the Shabbos. You have to be in Yeshiva, that's another Maram Day. You know, long Shah Shiva. And he had to learn.
You can say Bach, Mamza is Turk, means you have to help out a friend for sure. You help your friends.
Not finishing
what? So give a comment, love it, love it.
Yeah, but I think it's gonna put it on the next table. Then
there. Now, the fourth heter they discuss is the question of dancing. And Shabbos the Maaser, we follow the mission of Beil, four times Simon Shin Lamin tests that with Maaser, we're on Huggies, we don't dance to Shabbos. Yes, sir. Why? Exactly. Share, not to dance. Rocket, clapping.
The grass, right?
No, Shulchan Aruch tomorrow, right. The taste of being down, the minute you see Michael. The mob being down such a minute.
And the grass on their
what sugya are we learning? So Nigeh to the sugya of dancing, which doing clapping, which came out. Yeah. So come along with the question is, let's say a person he davens Moshe Shabbos, we've got to say Chol Tonu when it comes to Kiddush Lavan like this past week, and the minig is Moshe Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch, we all dance, and even with the Litvaks do in a circle, they call it dancing somehow. So the question over here is that how can you go dance? Maisu is the Abdullah over here. The point that comes on the Eish Lavam, the Bachachin, the Sfumbing Dash, Shemir Shabbos, others say, might for this, it sounds like we're making even if not say at Chonon Tonu. They another say, another example, they see very clearly the Kranz Kleisel seems to be Motsiyim Kippur. Before they start Mariv, they start singing and dancing. So right away, they're doing it very well. Like, what are they doing? They say, where's Abdul? Where's Baruch Ham Abdul? So Bishlam, you tell me, every Kish Lavam they're supposed to say at Chonon Tonu for Seder. But here, no one said it. No one says, oh, Baruch Ham Abdul, going to call us dance, and you know, Motsiyim Kippur. So we see clear from the Hogan Klaisel, this idea of Rakida could tell me it's built on the point, the whole idea of Rakida doesn't mean to make in general, or Machmer, Maestro, Lachatilo. So for that, we're not going to be Machmer so far, especially Mokka Mitzvah, even on Shabbos Mokka Mitzvah, it's not that simple, there's a reason to be Machmer. Lapa is going to say, Medina will be making Mokka Mitzvah. So that could be why the Maestro will make it only in case of Kirish Lavano, and they still get what?
Mokka Mitzvah, what?
No, there's no Isra Rakida of Mokka Mitzvah on Shabbos itself.
There
those who say the Chodoy is Mokka Mitzvah, those one time even the Chazakala, Mitzmei Chazakala might be Mokka Mitzvah. So it could be that's the only why. It sounds like should not be a problem. What? It's interesting. The reason why do Kiddush Levana on Moshe Shabbos on night on Friday night? I was dancing. That's the reason why. That's no, that says in Shulchan Aruch, I was dancing. That's not what it says? I thought I was dancing. So now what do you do? So fine. I mean, that's why it was set up that way. I was dancing. But dancing after was mutter once it passed his man, even though he's not there, Abdullah. A fifth heter out there is discussing something about etzem is mutter on Shabbos, except this man comes along and says that's also. We are dover. Come along the mogavam and simatot tzadik aleph. We shvu over there, passing the local mice that way. So let's say it comes Pesach. You can eat chometz. We're eating shalosh shudas. We're eating the mamshich into the night. And now it's the Zman's over. You want to build me a third meal, or some eating you wash, you want to come along and have chometz. It says, it's not din in Shabbos. It's din in something, Pesach. Pesach ended right now. So even before he said any Avdol, the Maisik, he could go eat chometz. Only by Yad Meshvur had, Mitzad Asugi, Yad of Yavo, Yitak Tisfasi, says not to go do it. Otherwise, Mitzad Asugi, Shabbos, one time it's motor. Which is very common, they point out, is Motzim Kippur, let's say, Vigatse Adachon Tonu Mayrib, do you have a right to do the five Inuyim? Was any Issa over here? Since it's not din in Shabbos, it's a din over here in Yom Kippur. They want to tell you, you want to walk back from shul and shoes on. A lot of people come with shoes and walk back with shoes. Hurt them, they don't want to wear slippers. They come on the swam time. Since not din in Shabbos, even did not say Abdullah, the Maisi can't walk back. That means it comes, you can, with shoes, or the 5 minute Maisi motor. That means it comes along that even though it's clear that we do not pass Kim Locha Kala's motor, ain't lismach upon that. However, the fire time out there, one tells to give deeper, second of the whole, third is Zakhona with its parameters. Fourth is Rikido, and the idea of things that are not totally upon Shabbos, but depends upon the matzah of the inn right now.
Is there a circle between saying Baruch Mabon and actually making a dollar?
Get to that. Now, just another point they discussed. Let's say a person, again, we're discussing the level that the guy's not doing any Abdullah right now. Not Atachan Tono, not Abdullah, not Baruch Mabon. People discuss, can you record a person speaking? I made it, said Baruch Mabon, I'm pushing the machine, I want to record the rabbi speaking 3 hours later. Or anyone speaking, and he did not say Abdullah yet. Do I have a right to go record it? He says, yes. Yeah, you can. Now, it's very, he has a bunch of swaras. One swara could say, based upon the Amavah, it's simple. It's a Malacha Kal. It's motor coin, this Rabbeinu Ruchum should be motor. Maestro, first of all, we don't pass on Rabbeinu Ruchum. Shai Tzim points out, even Rabbeinu Ruchum may be after Abdullah from the Maghav Ram. It's very strange to be Samech on it. Rabbeinu Ruchum has other reasons. One says it's only deeper. Deeper Maestro, not a Maestro. Sheva Taiso. He's not really doing anything. It's not Nikki, he didn't say Abdullah. And then we have all the interesting swarms, the Maestro, to be Michael. The Bingna and Moshe also have that way, Mirkai Din. Maestro, the swarm who also seem to discuss this, they're very simple. Why is the motor? Kamu Debatino, Shom Zalman, Avosna, Benom Zilber, Dasha Klein, the Bingna and Chaim that way. Circle site, Malacha Kal, we don't go like. It's not one of the five of the term over here. You're doing a Malacha of Pash, the Reis, or a Maka Pash being clearly inside the tape over here. What's that, the Maestro, to be Michael? And therefore, the place can say, if he did do it, there's no knas. But the Yev, they're not going to ask, no, that's clear. I mean, you get a tape right now, they have someone speaking much Shabbos, and you know he did not say Abdullah, Avad, there's no knas, something on much Shabbos. But to go do it, it's very sure the place can say, the mice to be Michael, to be total upon any head over here. They do say, oh, if you take a picture of a person, he's doing nothing. You'll have to take a picture of someone that did not say Abdullah yet. Right. Just to, because he's not doing the Malacha, you're doing the Malacha. When his speech is making a mark inside the tape, which is again a makapatish.
But why is that different than his?
Without moving it, he's not doing anything. The guy is doing the malacha. He did zero, nothing.
It doesn't matter. If it would be on, if the tape is not doing anything. The tape
works. It's fine, but now you are creating something. You're being makapatish. You have a stone you take out and chisel it and do makapatish. Leave it as is and be makapatish. You did not do makapatish. On Shabbos, someone speaks on the table called is it
Isidore. Okay, fine, but why is it considered the
one who is being taken a picture of did not do anything.
He did. He was there.
Being there, the fact that you sit in Chabur and there means nothing unless you're doing something.
So what I'm saying is then why by recording is that indifferent?
Because he's speaking with his speeches, his words are doing something. Now, that's again before any Abdullah. Now, let's say a person did do Abdullah. He said after Chanan Tonu in Tefillah. Only in Tefillah. Or he said Baruch Ham Abdul. But not Alokris. Come on the Paiskim and say, should you do Malacha? So, Pashas, you read the Shulchan Aruch. What did he say after Chanan Tonu? Or he said Baruch Ham Abdul. He could do Malacha. However, coming to the Mishabura and it brings down for the Magaram, the Dr. Moshe, the Azura, the Yishami, and the Kodz Zayar, a Bal Nefesh should not do any Malacha until after Seder Kedusha. I mean, even though there are Matzah from Baruch Hu, but a Bal Nefesh or Atachan Antanu, a Bal Nefesh should not do any Malacha until after the Seder of Kedusha. That's how the post can bring it down. There was being Seder Kedusha. The rather point out, read the Torah on the seminar at the end of the seminar, he says, until you finish davening. Therefore, the Swam says, until the last discovery of davening, you should not do any Malacha. That means technically, once you hear Baruch Hu, you're allowed to Atachan Antanu, you're allowed to do Malacha. But the Svama say, Yavada lechatchila, a Bal Nefesh, meaning lechatchila, should not do any Malacha until after davening. And the words are the grass and the swarming down, if you do Malacha, any way, sim brachal o'ilam o'isam Malacha. So again, it's mutter, but maisi shouldn't. On the bal nefesh, what does it mean the bal nefesh? Kamul mishibruan who comes from the grass, chayadu magavram. What about moving muksa? Kamul mishibruan says you cannot put on the lighten shul, but to move muksa the maisi is mutter. That's not a problem. Why muksa? The kamul the maksa shekel means all the rabbans the maisi are mutter. Could we have a look at Simon Shin Mem Beis that says benesh moshe the person can make on the rabbanons? This is even better benesh moshe. After this man, and you even said Abdullah already. So of course you can make on the rabbanons. The whole bal nefesh can be machmer from the zayin over here. And the yishalmi is dafka things that are derises. Otherwise, the rabbanon is not too.
I know people go to the shul for mine after
there's a bal nefesh should be machmer until after davening.
Pouring rain, you shouldn't drive the shul.
A bal nefesh, to find a bal nefesh, they point out, look up the yishalmi, who's the bal nefesh we're talking about over here? The yishalmi says talk about noshim. And one of Shmuel says it goes even to noshim. So somehow Noshim got fit into this category of Bal Nefesh. Usually we never say it by. That's a Kimpton, that's where we're coming from.
You make
Havdol
before
Meiriv. You make Havdol before Meiriv. We'll get to that, Bez Hashem. No, again, okay, seven, no. Let's, first we'll go, we'll ask these questions. Now again, first again, a motor. No, no. Again, this Bal Nefesh, you said Havdalah, you said the Baruch Hamadol, or you said Akadam Tanu. No. So there again, they're again only welcome as Shach Chak or Makom Mitzvah Kolam, right? Here is Samazai, right? Now they discuss. Let's say Yochid davens by himself. He doesn't have a Seder of Kedushos. Come from Chaim Noli says you go after the team that usually daven in, and then when they point out, let's say a person. He davening a shul and he wants to finish off davening by himself, and he wants to do malacha bal nefesh. He says you don't gain out of it because you have to wait till the tziba finishes davening. The din of the tziba over here, that's the words that occur from the zayir. It's not din in the yochid. So again, we have this inyan that a person has a bal nefesh to be machmer. Now, mitzad the speaking of Abdullah, what is Abdullah? We know again really have three things over here. We have atachon antonu davening, we have al kais, and we say baruch hamavdol. Now, Vada, we're supposed to do two of them, Atachon and Tonu, and we have Al Kais. Come on, people, let's say, did not daven yet, and they want to do Malacha. What's the Eitzah? They don't use a Kais yet. They don't want to do Al Kais. What's the Eitzah? Come on, the question it says, saying, Baruch Hamadol Mekod Shlachol. Now, what's the correct way of saying it? Comes along the Torah corner of the Rosh, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekinu Melech Alam, Hamadol Mekod Shlachol. The Mice of the Mechaber, as he points out, the Beis Yosef, the Machlokes Bang Lishayim, do you say, with Hashem, Umalkos, or not? And therefore, the Mechaber Pasuk do not say with the shame of Malchus. You say Baruch Hamad Bevers Lachol. That's how the grass, Chayod of Kitzikol, the Maisi who did not say with the shame of Malchus. Come along to Arlo Tzin and say the Chiddush over here. One Taino, it's Machlokes. You're not sure if you're Yitzhak Abdullah. Therefore, it's Tayyib Lachush to be Chayshim this Indian and not to be a Samach Baruch Hamad. Therefore, he says, if so, how in the world do you light an Abdullah candle? Where exactly is the Abdullah? He says, so it's very simple. You get someone else who already made Abdullah. So, or he says, get a kid. Or the Chura, it could be, it's not clear. Or, so the question is really how the first person do it. Either the first person is a kid, or it could be, he's very solstice. Maybe in davening at the Chun Antonov, not everybody's a Yotzah. He doesn't speak that out. But davening, here's a case over here where he did not say anything. The Chura, if you say that at the Chun Antonov, might say davening, should not be a problem here. Now, what is the exact words? Again, it's very clear. Come on, Mishabrua. Mishabrua says to Mizaris, the Naisayim, the daughter is not saying your wife, maybe Yovin. Maisim Mizaris, I'm to say, Baruch Hamavdal Mekosh Lachol. You say five words over here. Now, the Psalms say Baruch Hamavdal. Mishabrua wants to tie into the word Baruch and Slavdavka. You can even say when you spoke, Hamavdal Mekosh Lachol. So come on, the simple bottom said, you can say in English. Now, the way he said in English, he said, blessed is he who separates between the holy and the secular. Now, I remember last time the Chabur, the Olim had a big time against the Chabur, and they wanted to write to him, why is it tight road between the holy and the secular? It's between the holy and the mundane. Fine, good kasha, or the Olim, I don't know if they ever got an answer back. I'm not sure they even wrote, but they told me they were going to write. I don't know what happened. But the Maya said, that's a Vadi Kante in English. Maybe say both of those. But you can say either way, but a Vadi do Molocho, you have to say Baruch Hamad, Mekosh Lachol. The Ghetto, when Yontif is Chal on Mosh Shabbos, what to go say? Come on, please. Can you say after say Baruch Hamavdol? But the Yotzei then Hamavdol ben Kodesh leKodesh. Hamavdol ben Kodesh leKodesh. Baruch Hamavdol ben Kodesh leKodesh. Come on, please. Can you say? Let's say Lav Noshim. They know what they're supposed to go do. They're supposed to say Baruch Hamavdol. They say Baruch Hamavdol ben Kodesh leKodesh. Are they Yotzei? What's the Yontif? what Shabbos is called on Yom Tov. So the Meister says the command all the Shom say no except from Shmuel. Well, because all the Shom say the Meister not Yotzo because the Nusach is Baruch Hamav Mekodesh LeKodesh, and they have rights to it. He wants to answer the rights. Meister, you have to make sure you say that Nusach. Now, the interesting case, the guy, he, his man's over, he did not say any Abdullah yet, he goes to the bathroom, he turns around, he sees the toilet paper there. What does he do? Can he say, Baruch Hamad B'Kirish L'Chol in the bathroom? He says, Baruch over here. So come along, Mishma Shabbat says, you're stuck, Kadu Malacha, it's not a Baruch, it's Baruch Hamad B'Kirish L'Chol, he wants to say the Maisha's water. Han Kinyatki says, Mishma Shabbos, Shai de Bliski, not to say, Baruch Hamad B'Kirish L'Chol, it's Baruch in the bathroom. And therefore he says, blessed. It was also blessed. Oh, we'll get there. So therefore they tell you should not. So what should you go do? So the Shita Malacha Kala. After this man, Serach Pan, that Shita. We stuck with. What's Osir?
Ripping the toilet paper
Kavanah Briyas. It's Osir, Durabonah Kavanah Briyas. But here, maybe you have no head of doing Durabonah. Just say Baruch Hamad. It's not Kavanah Briyas, say it. The question is, can you say it or not?
If
you can't, then you're fine. But then what should you go do? My thing there.
Why do you put it into the equation? Meaning that.
For the first question the guy actually asked me recently, he's saying there, can you think about this halacha, what to go do when he's stuck? Now what? Now what? I got to email this past week this question.
What do you do?
What do you do when you think about this question? No, I don't know. It was during the week. I emailed this question. And I wrote back. I like the question. That's why I wrote back. I don't know. It's a good question. I like the question.
Didn't
they hurry with that? No, here whom? No, here whom is on Shabbos maybe. Now the bathroom room is also Torah is also thinking about. Can you think about these halachas? No. Good question. I don't know. Ma'aseh Shmuel comes along and says, he says even though it went to the Baruch Hamad Mekodesh L'Chol, he says since I held you make Yaitu without the word Baruch, this time he says say Hamad Mekodesh L'Chol. Ma'aseh all of the Shmuel say Baruch Hamad, he gave back this question, but he says Ma'aseh say Hamad. Just what to do practically, if you have toilet paper, just use it without ripping it. Either have a whole bayam covered up, it afterwards, you're leaving it there, you walk out, say, well, come on, go back and flush and take it, whatever you did. That's where the eats you can't do.
Yeah.
What?
No, walk out of the bathroom.
Look out. Walk out. Okay, use it. Shabbos people have a. The flush only on Groma, but why do you have to tear them for? Walk out, say, come on, go back inside.
Who said today is a bad thing?
It's a. Now, let's say a person does say Atikon Antonu in davening, can you do Malacha afterwards? So, there is a Mishmur in the Sha'atin that brings down from the Derech Haim to the Sivis, you cannot do Malacha after Achon Antonu, unless the Malacha Kal, it's saying, coming from the Makar, from Rabram, Shat, and Beriruchim. Ma'is Mishmur says not the way. He looked clearly, instead of Amram, looking Rashi in the Sugyo, he says the Kolchkein and the Graz, and the Paiskim, they come along the Paschal, Allah Lamais, the Vada, once they had Achon Antonu, a Vada can do any Malacha, even Malacha that has Tircha to it. That's Tircha to it. Now, a couple of our friends discussed the gate of the Sugyo of eating. Now, we said it before, and before you make Abdullah, you cannot eat. Maisa, when a person says Baruch HaMavdil, or a person was Mavdil Tfila at the Chol Antonu, can you eat in that case? Kamal Mishvur from the Magavram, still that's not enough, you still have to be Mavdil Al Kreis. That means you can't eat before Davening, you cannot eat before Abdullah, and two of the Abdullahs not work, only Abdullah Al Kreis works. Now the question, let's say the other way around, the person came along, he finished Al Shudas, he benched, he wants to do Abdullah now, before Davening. Can a person make Abdullah now and then eat? Well, no, Maisa didn't Daven yet. So the Mishmur of Tukon Lam Hein, his words are very interesting. He says, "Inna achilo loy mahani ad shiavda avdola gemura ala kreis v'gam betfilo." Mishmur says you have to have avdola ala kreis and you also have to daven. The simple reading is that avdola kreis does not help if you're supposed to daven. Now Loshim don't daven, b'seder, but on the tzadi daven, the ma'aseh that's done enough. And therefore the Shemir Shabbos and Chaim Kines and others bring down. You read the Mishmur, avdola ala kreis does not help for achilo. I mean, you're saying you need both. You need avdola ala kreis and you need davening. They pointed out, for example, let's say a person is in the middle of the Suda. Can you make your Abdullah be Mamshach? The halacha is, for a smap of him, or a case, Shulchan Aruch says, you can. So come on, the Avodah to the other says, no, you don't know how to read a Mishnah Berurah. Basically, Chaim does not know how to read a Mishnah Berurah, or the Shemir Shabbos doesn't know how to read a Mishnah Berurah. You're reading it wrong. You have to know, put a period afterwards, Al-Kois, V'gam B'Tfilah. You read it like this. Actually, you have Abdullah Gemur Al-Kois, you cannot eat V'gam B'Tfilah until you make Abdullah Al-Kois. You put in a psik, a hefstik over there, and V'gam B'Tfilah going back also, Tfilah does not help also until you make Abdullah Al-Kois. So the Mavuch among the Chayim, do you know how to read a Mishnah Berurah? It seems to be the minig is, if you make it, the halacha is, I yate with kodesh without davening, can you eat before you daven? To be saying, with one point, come on, the Mishmur discussed the negative folding your talus on Moshe Shabbos. Ringzam from Agavram is quoting a Maril, that said the person should fold the talus miyad for Moshe Shabbos. Now, with the reason that's brought down on the page, we have the sugya being oisik in the mitzvah miyad. After Shabbos, you fold your talus, what's the mitzvah? Because the Shabbos he didn't fold it. Here, why don't want masakin it? The masakin doesn't cover the mitzvah shema. You should masakin miyad. What is Shabbos? That's what you're supposed to go do. Now we see that the fact that the place can bring it down. We see obviously we weren't samech on in of folding it shloki sidrom. We weren't samech upon that. Or you held shloki sidrom, you have to undo much Shabbos. Nice, that's what they did on much Shabbos. They fold over. Now what do you people like bringing down the different segulas for it? So where the Pesach Tshuva, he brings down it's in the mitzvah of Sakono, or brings down it's Gula that your wife should mark Yomim. And if you don't do it, they bring down the Ben Ishchai, he says, let's see, do not do much Shabbos. The next day, they buy out these klippas inside the talus. You have to shake out the klippas over here. He said even every day. Every day you don't follow the talus, next day you have to shake it out. So when bring down the Ben Ishchai, you promise you have to shake it out. And who should fold it? Come on, the Ben Ishchai, that's bring down, that you should fold it, not the day Shliach. It's kosher for your mazel, you yourself should go fold it, not get somebody else. Now, the Ulam.
They shouldn't do it, says the Shemir Shabbos.
Yeah. Says Ben Ishchai. That's poor time with the Shemir Shabbos. Nefesh, Kav Chaim, Shemir Shabbos, and all this. Now, the words of the Shemir Shabbos, Nefesh, Rabbi Lerner writes, Maglev Pumni de Inchi, that people follow the Talos Miyam Moshe Shabbos and school for Shalom Bayis. The Makori is what? The Olam says. He tries to figure out where exactly the Olam comes from. As far as I know, the best Makori, or the best Indian for school of Shalom Bayis, is to be nice to your wife. Kach Shemati. Now, the mice that works very well, very nice. Actually, heard it recently that.
Too hard.
But it works. It works. One guy was telling me he makes his wife sit down in front of him when he folds the talus. I don't think that's Nichol Get of Shalom Bayis over here.
Or you put the creepers on her.
Someone was telling me recently, like, you have to spend time and be nice to your wife. Everyone knows you have date night. You know, once you go out with your wife, the question is, you end up doing it. The question is, doing it now. Taking your wife out, having a good time. Years later, going to a therapist, spending a lot more money, and not as being as happy. That's your choice. It's going to happen anyway. Of course, how to go do it? Why is it doing now? It's good day for that. Well, much more happier and cheaper. You got to tell me. Why? That's a good day. Well, I'm Benjamin. We all be zochet of Shalom Bayis, and we should have Benjamin also. We're doing Chazorah. We're having a test even on Thursday or Sunday, depends on what you want, or afterwards. There will be Chaburah on Sunday, the end of Seder, the back of Negevil at 12:30, in the Negeret, and Yonim Negeret to Purim, all different Yonim. And Chazor Shir, anyone wants to give it, can give the Chazor Shir. And also, I think I mentioned before, I'm collecting my Dazav Yonim, if anyone wants to give, I'm here to help. Prayer.